Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Thanks very much, Kim Gordon. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank, here on 720 WGN. All right, well, what do you know from the state of Maine? Lobster rolls, right? A lot of seafood, things like that. Pepperidge Farm commercials. Apparently, the state of Maine has the oldest population in the country. The median age in Maine is 44. They want to get younger, and they've found a pretty innovative way to do that. Nate Wilds is on a phone line. He's the engagement director of Live and Work in Maine. Nate, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, you sound younger than 44, so right away we're skewing this young, aren't we?
Yes, I'm doing my best. I'm contributing to that equation.
All right, so before we get to the solution, tell me a little bit about the problem. Why is it that you're trying to recruit younger people?
Sure. So liveandworkinmaine.com, and our organization and initiative is all about marketing the state as a career destination. The number one challenge for our state in the next 10 years is workforce. We have a growing economy. We've got a great, robust, diverse sector of employers, but they don't have enough people to work today, and they don't have enough talent they need in order to grow into the future, in part because of our aging workforce. And so when we look at what are the key factors in attracting a younger workforce, one is awareness nationwide. So we've got to raise awareness about the great quality of life that we have to offer in Maine that accompanies that great career you have the opportunity to seize. And then on the flip side, we can say, hey, look, we can infer that if you have the talent necessary to contribute to Maine's economy, you've probably invested in your education. You've invested in yourself. So what better mechanism to incentivize folks to consider relocating to Maine than to address the student debt crisis at hand?
So I love that. And so you graduate from college and you've got, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. And in the state of Maine now, you are saying that if you come and work there, live there, that the state of Maine will pay your student loans. I mean, right?
Functionally, yeah.
So essentially,
will reimburse your student loan payments.
Say I'm living there, Nate, for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the main income tax is, but the way it works is that you get a deduction in your state income tax equivalent to what your student loans are, right? I mean, so you could end up paying no state income tax at all if you're paying a lot each year on your student loans.
That's correct. So for the last few years, I have paid the state almost no state income tax because of the how the equation worked for me, based on my student debt payments and based on my income level. The programs. Let's start at the foundation of the program, right?
Sure.
So the premise of our student debt relief program, we call it Opportunity Maine, and the website opportunitymaine.org has all of this qualification information, which we encourage folks to check out. So we started at the foundation. So how do we address the student debt? Student debt crisis. There are a lot of examples nationwide of student debt relief targeted very specifically at certain areas or certain degree programs,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
What Maine said is, you know what? Our workforce challenge is across the board. Let's make it the most generous, most universal student debt relief program in the nation.
And yet, though,
what is your degree, but do you have one?
Okay, I got that. But if you have a degree in certain STEM areas, you could actually get paid by the state.
That's right. So there are two columns here. There's non-STEM and STEM. So as a non-STEM graduate myself, the best I can do is owe the state $0 in state income tax. If I had a STEM degree, which my wife does, she receives a check at the end of the year. If her student debt payments and the qualifying tax credit amount is greater than her income tax liability,
how much is this cost? How much does this cost the state of Maine each year?
The state of Maine it's been growing because we've been marketing the program successfully to get folks here. It started out as a few million. It's now close to or probably has surpassed $10 million a year investment in foregone income tax collection by the state. But we look at it this way. Look, you know, the state has a workforce crisis. So bottom line is we need to make an investment in order to grow that workforce. Maine employers have been very clear that they need this. So if we're going to invest in something, let's invest in a metric that has a direct correlation with the talent that Maine employers need in order to grow. So if we're attracting somebody here with a college degree and they have a job, which is when the tax credit starts to apply, because, of course, you have an income then, then that's a specific indication that that investment has an ROI.
Let me ask you, it's
a very linear investment for the state.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, Nate, but I got a bunch of questions. So are you from Maine?
I am. So okay. I boomeranged back, as they say. So I graduated from a state university. I left the state. I came running back for our quality of life. And one of the metrics that helped get me back was this tax credit, which was a financial boost and as well as a cultural adjustment.
As I understood it, right, early on, if you went to a Maine school or you were from Maine, you could have taken advantage of this program. And it's now, since its inception, been expanded to everyone. So my kids, you know, I've got a son graduating, God willing, from college in a year or so. He could go to Maine and live there state income tax free while he's paying back his student loans.
Yes, he would get it. So I like to be careful because I don't know what his income level, so I can't promise it'll be income tax free, but at least the value of his student debt payments would be deducted from his income tax liability.
I got you. Okay. All right. And so is there a particular industry or what is it aside from the nature and the student and the loans? I mean, is there an industry that people would be moving to Maine for?
There are a lot of industries people move to Maine for. Some prime examples of where the mass market of jobs are include healthcare, IT, and then I'm going to cheat and say the startup scene. So, you know, obviously a startup, it can be anything, right? A startup manufacturer, a startup IT software company, what have you. We've got a thriving scene of people looking to start companies, start organizations in Maine based on the quality of life that we have. So they're tired of the hustle and bustle, they're tired of the commute, they either want to shift their career, they want to quit their corporate job and come start something, or they want to shift their corporate job or working for a medium to large size organization. They want to shift their quality of life to what Maine has to offer,
instead of
spending your car for an hour, you might have a 5-minute commute.
I got to tell you, I've enjoyed the conversation. The only disappointing thing was I really was hoping you'd have more of an accent.
Ah, yes. Well, I could say the same about you.
Yes, you could. All right, where do people find out more information about this? I mean, just head east and then a little bit north, or what do you do?
Yes, live and work in Maine. So northeast on the browser window to liveandworkinmaine.com. From there, you can find all information about the tax credit as well as examples of the quality of life we enjoy in Maine. And if you're interested in taking advantage, we welcome you to do so.
Nate Wilds, great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.